This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Where should we land? That sounds like something a pilot might say, but in this case, I'm referring to a business decision. A company in Denver was looking to relocate and considering various locations. The place where they chose to land with their business was a small community in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Michelle Nordahl and Roxanne Metzen are co-owners of the Anderson & Forrester Company, which they chose to relocate from Colorado to Clearwater, Kansas. Anderson & Forrester is a maker of specialized brass fittings, which serve as orifices to channel natural gas or propane inside gas or propane-powered devices. Michelle is a longtime human resources business executive. She grew up in Oregon and worked in New Jersey before her career took her to Wichita. In 2014, her employer asked her to evaluate different company-owned businesses, which the company was considering selling. One of those was Anderson & Forrester, which Michelle eventually purchased herself with her friend Roxanne Metzen. Michelle is president and CEO. Michelle's son Chad is now general manager of the company. The Anderson & Forrester Company had been founded in 1928 by two men in the Denver area. In their garage, they'd tinkered with various items, including the orifices used in natural gas devices. They created a business to manufacture these orifices, which are the specialized brass fittings that connect to the burners. Eventually, their business was purchased by a larger company. After evaluating and purchasing the business in 2014, Michelle and Roxanne made the decision to relocate Anderson & Forrester. Then the question became, where should they land? We looked at a lot of different locations, Michelle said. In the end, they chose Clearwater, Kansas. It had everything we were looking for, Michelle said. Great location, small town environment, good workforce. Clearwater provided land in the industrial park for us, she said. The biggest thing is the location and the people, Michelle said. It's a neat little town and so welcoming. The people are friendlier here than anywhere I've ever been, she said. Moving the manufacturing equipment was a major proposition. It took three large semis and eight U-Haul trucks, Michelle said. It went smoother than I anticipated, she said. The Kansas Department of Commerce has been tremendous, very helpful, Michelle said. They want small businesses to grow, she said. Growth has indeed happened since the company relocated to Clearwater. We've grown this business tremendously, Michelle said. Recent expansion has come in the outdoor fireplace, hearth, and patio business. Because of the way orifices are used in gas or propane devices, they must be built to exacting standards. Our customers like us because we have the best quality and pricing, Michelle said. Our competition is China, she noted. The focus and mission of Anderson & Forrester has been to provide quality products and outstanding customer service, states the company website. We remain committed to uncompromising quality and customer satisfaction, it states. Anderson & Forrester produces nearly 1,000 different types of orifices for all kinds of devices that run on propane or natural gas, from vehicles to fireplaces. The company also manufactures related tools such as reamers, plugs, and drills. Kansas is just the right place for manufacturing, Michelle said. I can't say enough good things about the state of Kansas, the business environment, the workforce, and the people. Kansas brings so much opportunity, she said. 60% of the company's business is in the U.S., and 40% is international. Anderson & Forrester has customers as far away as Australia, Guam, India, London, and Germany. Wow. It's a remarkable success story for a business in a rural community such as Clearwater, population 2,481 people. Now that's rural. For more information, go to www.andersonforrester.com. Where should we land? That became a question for this business after deciding to relocate from Colorado. Fortunately for Kansas, the answer was clear. Clearwater, that is. We commend Michelle Nordahl, Roxanne Metzen, Chad Nordahl, and all those involved with Anderson & Forrester for making a difference with international entrepreneurship in a small-town setting. I'm glad the community of Clearwater provided a smooth landing. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.